Most of you all know that 2 months ago today, I had surgery on my right shoulder. And many of you have heard me tell the story that my doctor said when I asked him if it was going to be painful, he said, yes. I said, how about the recovery? He said, long. And every time I go see him, he said, did I lie? And I go, no. I've had back issues and things like that in my life, but I've never really had like a chronic pain that I'm always, you know, somewhere on the pain meter, somewhere between 1 and 10, you know? And in this case, I've been hovering in the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 range sometimes. And I've noticed that when you're in constant pain, life isn't as much fun. Have you noticed that? I guess that's what they would call a blinding flash of the obvious. But that's what I've noticed. And I've been pretty fortunate in that I haven't had a lot of issues like this in my life. But I can remember another time when I was in pain. And this was a different kind of pain. And this was when I had gotten this letter in the mail, this very nice letter from this company offering to give me this little piece of plastic that I could carry in my wallet, and all of a sudden I had money. And all I had to do was pay them back forever. And when I had taken too much money on that little piece of plastic, I got another little piece of plastic. And then another little piece of plastic until I had $44,000 in consumer debt. And I seemed to walk around in a little bit of pain all the time. When we acquired this space or began renting this space, which in it is in and of itself an amazing story of manifestation, I'll share with you sometime. But this was 2 units, and right exactly where I'm sitting was a wall. And we took the wall out, as you can see, there's a little bit of it left up there. And there were these 2 doors that were left over. And of course we thought, well, let's get rid of them, let's sell them, let's do something. And then I, who have seen way too many Broadway shows, said, no, let's use them for staging. So we put these doors up. And they were here for quite a while, and then one day I was sitting out there and I was looking up and I said, what doors would I like to take people through? What doors have I attempted to take myself through? Because see, I don't want to be a spiritual teacher, as Timber Hawkeye says. I want to be a spiritual sharer. I want to go out and try it first and then come back and tell you. And it came to me, and so I created these 2 little signs, and they say,
happiness
and
prosperity.
So chances are, if you stick around, you're going to hear a lot on these 2 subjects. But they're 2 subjects that are always worth mastering. Would you not agree? Now, why doesn't one of them say God? Or why doesn't one of them say heaven or spirit? You see, for me, God is a given. God is a given. When I decide if I'm going to go out and fly a plane, I don't have to worry whether or not the gravity's turned on that day. When I decide I want to accomplish something in my life or learn to become a better person or grow, I don't need to worry if God is there. To me, it's a given. Now, when we talk about prosperity, most people tend to think of money. But I like to slice it a little differently. I like to look at prosperity in the way that Edwin Gaines looks at prosperity in the 4 spiritual laws of prosperity. So, many of you have heard us talk about this, have heard me talk about Edwin Gaines. What is one of the attributes of prosperity? There are 4. Anybody?
Relationships that work
all the time. Exactly. I heard a great response from you, Mary, but that's a step to the actual experience of prosperity. Relationships at work all the time is a part of prosperity. Wouldn't you say that you're prosperous if your relationships work? Would you say you're prosperous if you got all this money but your relationships don't work? Okay then, that's 1. What are the other 3?
Work,
work that you love so much, it is play. You can't wait to get up and do it. And yes, that's possible for everybody. So that's two of the four. What are the other two? Forgiveness, again, is a process to it. It's not an actual manifestation. So a healthy body, that's right. A healthy body and all the money you can spend. And by the way, it would have been okay if you had said money first. I noticed that when we talk about this, we want to name the other ones as well. But we have this idea that money is bad. Money is not bad. Money is neutral. It is what you choose to do with it that makes it good or bad. The Bible does not say money is the root of all evil. It says, anybody? The love of money is the root of all evil. Money is absolutely neutral. Money is what is being used to feed starving people right now. The way I like to look at money, someone once said that money is like, imagine you've got a pan of water, a flat pan, and one person or one group of people work really hard, and it's got water in the pan, and because of their work, the pan gets tipped a little bit, and a whole bunch of water comes this way. Well, when you've got the water, you've got the money, that is, you can do a lot of good for a lot of people. That's the reason to have it. We have this idea that there's nobility in poverty. There's no nobility in poverty. We don't want to get caught up in material things. We don't want to get caught up in money. We don't want to get caught up in money for money's sake. But as the great jazz singer Pearl Bailey said, honey, I've been broke and I've been rich. And let me tell you, rich is better. We live in a culture and a society where it's possible to have as much money as we choose to have and as high as we choose to qualify for. That's the thing. You have to, number one, decide what it is that you would like, and number two, you have to decide and you have to prepare yourself to where you would be the person that would qualify for having it. You know what gets in our way more than anything else? Us. We don't believe we deserve it. We think that for some reason that prosperity and abundance and happiness and a healthy body and everything else is good enough or should be for other people, but for some reason many of us don't feel like we deserve it. And it's that feeling of not deserving that keeps us from having it. So what do we do? You know, there have been study after study that have shown that if a person gets fired from a $30,000 a year job, after they look for another job, they tend to find a job earning about $30,000 a year. Whereas a person who is earning $90,000 a year gets fired from a job, gets a job, they end up earning about $90,000. It's a mindset. Sure, it has to do with different types of jobs and things like that. At the same time, it's a decision that we make as to what our value is. So, I want to turn this morning into a very different experience than we've had in the past. It's going to get a little workshoppy this morning, but I think you'll be glad it did once we do. And you'll see what I mean in just a second. When I was in ministerial school, a friend of mine gave me a prosperity affirmation. It's the most powerful prosperity affirmation I've ever seen, read, heard. It's so inspiring. And my ex-wife and I, when we were experiencing some financial challenges, we began to read this every morning and every night. And it really changed how we felt. And as a result, things turned around. Marty and I still read this. I have a recording of this in my own voice that I listen to. Now, the funny thing was, I posted it on Facebook, and all of a sudden, and I said on there, I did not do this. And all of a sudden, if you Google Will Bowen prosperity affirmation, it comes up. But I just want the world to know this is not mine. I'd love to know whose it is, but it's really great. In a minute, I'm going to give everybody a copy of it. In fact, where's my buddy Ryan? Ryan, will you hand these out? And while we do that, I want you to read this with me aloud, and I want you to see how it feels for you to say these words, okay? Here we go. Thank you, guys. Together. I didn't say I was going to lead you. I said together. I want you to hear your voice as you say these words. One, two, three, loudly.
I am the source of all wealth. I am rich with creative ideas. My mind abounds with new, original, inspired thoughts. What I have to offer is unique and the world desires it. My value is beyond reckoning. What the world needs and desires, I'm ready to produce and give. What the world needs and desires, I recognize and fulfill. The bounty of my mind is without hindrance or limit. Nothing in the way of my inspired creativeness. The overflowing power of God-like energy overcomes every obstacle and pours out into the world, blessing and prospering everyone and everything through me. I radiate creativity. I radiate prosperity. I radiate loving service. I radiate joy, beauty, peace, wisdom, and power. Humanity seeks me and rewards me. I am beloved of the world. I am wanted wherever I go. I'm appreciated. What I have to offer is greatly desired. What I have to offer brings a rich reward. Through my vision, the world is blessed. Through my clear thinking and steadfast purpose, wonderful new values come into expression. My vision is as the vision of the mighty ones. My faith is as the faith of the undefeatable. My power to accomplish is unlimited. I, in my uttermost God source, am all wealth, all power, all productivity. I hereby declare my financial freedom now and henceforth forever. And ever.
How's that feel? What does that bring up for you? Notice what that brings up for you. We have an ambiguous relationship with people who have wealth in our country. We love them typically until we hate them. We admire and respect them until all of a sudden we want to attack them. Look at how wealthy people are often shown in the media. Think of the Beverly Hillbillies. Think of JR in Dallas. Think of something from your own generation, because obviously I'm too old to relate to you all with mine. We all aspire to have financial freedom, and yet we hold ourselves back. Doesn't it make sense that if we're going to have financial freedom, it's got to have something to do with us? That something inside of us has got to change? Okay, I warned you this was going to get very workshoppy. You're now going to turn and take turns reading this one-to-one to someone else. I don't care who you pick, but the other person is going to smile and nod at you as you read this aloud to that person. First person, the person who is closest to that back wall, begin, please. Aloud. And the other person just smile and nod. Okay, may I have your attention again, please, wherever you are. Join me again if you would. Can I have everybody's attention, please? I want you to notice the words in red. I am. When Moses asked God, whom shall I see? Whom shall I say sent me? Moses says, God rather says, I am. The shortest full sentence in the English language is I am. It's also the most powerful words that we use all the time, and most of the time we use them wrong. I am incapable. I am unable. I am not worthy. I am not loved. And without consciously training the mind to run positive, prosperous I ams, we're going to pick up the negative I ams of the world. Think of something that it is you desire in your life. And you know, anything you desire, you deserve. Read this every day, twice a day, for 30 days, and see if you don't either have it or much closer to it. And then you realize it's just a process, and you can create anything in your life. Let's close with a prayer. Dear God, we were reminded of the words of Jesus Christ that it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Therefore, we intend to make God happy by affirming that it is what it is we desire, and by beginning to align ourselves with the realization and the fullness and the understanding that it is already ours in consciousness, and we need only qualify to attract it. For this truth, we are truly grateful. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you for listening. I hope you find this to be a blessing in your life. If you do, be sure and podcast these broadcasts. That is, set your device, your phone, your iPad, your computer to automatically receive these. You can do it through iTunes, or you can do it through podbean.com. Go to willbowen.podbean.com and subscribe. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you real soon. You can connect with me at will@willbowen.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.